So that's our forecast for things to do this weekend, but what about the weather forecast?
Today, after all, is Groundhog Day, and earlier this morning, Punxsutawney Phil came out of his burrow, saw his shadow, and predicted another 6 weeks of winter.
What winter?
Good question.
Because compared to last year's snowpocalypse, you remember that Twitter hashtag, Anthony?
Oh, that's a great one. Snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse. This winter has been downright balmy. So Boston meteorologist Mark Rosenthal joins us now. Mark, what gives?
Yes.
Where's the snow?
It's just payback for having two banner years where we had a lot of snow. Last year at Logan Airport, we had about 81 inches of snow. Which
81.
Was two times 81 inches. And don't forget the normal in Boston, in downtown Boston, is 40 inches. So this year we've gone the other way in such a major league way. And this is the eighth month in a row so far that we've had above normal air temperatures. And I know a lot of people are screaming it's global warming. It has absolutely, in my view, nothing to do with that.
Okay, but let me ask you. So if I understand correctly, since the winter of 2000-2001, through now, we've had at least six that have had really snowy totals, more than the 100-year average. So in recent memory, it seems like we've been getting a lot. But are we in a—I mean, how cyclical are these things, if at all? Are we now in a cycle where we won't be getting so much snow for the next couple winters?
Well, I don't think that's true. I think probably next year we'll turn it around, and there's still even some hope that before this winter is over, don't forget we have all of February and all of March to go through. We could have a second half of a winter. As I've been telling people, since August, the rubber band has been pulled so far back to create a really bizarre anomaly, and the atmosphere likes to balance itself out. So the question is, when the atmosphere decides to balance itself out, payback is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It either means we have a second half of a winter, we don't have a spring, or we have a cold and rainy summer. So you have to pick your point of pain.
It's just bad news no matter what.
But on the other hand, I bought my little girl tiny winter snow boots this year. At least I might be able to use them. Otherwise, she'll outgrow them. But really, is there anything that's been driving these mild temperatures this year?
Well, sure. Everything in the atmosphere has been out of whack. We've been in the La Nina pattern, which basically means that the mean storm track has been in the southwest and comes to the northeast. And that kind of a pattern, which we thought that we would see last year, storms would normally move west of New England and we'd rain and warm up and then get cold and turn dry. There's also other major players on the field, sunspot cycles, ocean temperatures. We also what we call stratospheric warming. We haven't seen that, but now we're seeing some stratospheric warming. And when the stratosphere warms, the troposphere cools. And that's what's happening right now. Big block of high pressure over Greenland normally forces a storm track south of New England. But now the block is so strong, it's going too far south of us.
But on the other hand, as you said, that rubber band is stretched tight. Mother Nature, be kind. Mark Rosenthal, Boston meteorologist, thanks so much.
Sure.
I'm getting my skis waxed no matter what, Magna. Stay with us. Coming up, from the Del Fuegos to family music, we chat with rocker Dan Zane. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.